You're listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, an audiobook produced by CGTN.
How have China and Arab nations cooperated on the BRI? Sino-Arab friendship is time-honored and strong as ever. Chinese and Arab peoples, though far apart in distance, are close like a family. Our ancestors, merchants, and diplomatic envoys alike traveled back and forth along the overland and maritime Silk Roads. In the modern era, we fought side by side for independence and liberation. We also gave each other strong support in development, creating a splendid chapter of win-win cooperation. Past and present experiences have proved that whatever changes may take place in the world and whatever obstacles may confront us, China and Arab states have always been good partners, sharing mutual benefit and good brothers going through thick and thin together. To facilitate the common prosperity and progress of interested countries, China has put forward the Belt and Road Initiative. With a commitment to the principles of extensive consultation, joint contribution, and shared benefits, this initiative focuses on promoting policy, infrastructure, trade, financial, and people-to-people connectivity. It has attracted wide support and active participation from the Arab world and the broader international community. As important participants and co-creators of the ancient Silk Road civilization located at the juncture of the overland and maritime Silk Roads, Arab states are natural partners in Belt and Road cooperation. Belt and Road cooperation features prominently in the Arab policy paper issued by the Chinese government. The Arab League Council, at the level of foreign ministers, has adopted a resolution expressing the collective political will of Arab states to participate in the Belt and Road Initiative. It is expected that later during this ministerial conference, a declaration of action on China-Arab states' Belt and Road cooperation will be signed. Over the past 4 years, China and Arab states have worked together to develop Belt and Road cooperation in the light of regional realities, to combine collective action with bilateral cooperation, and to promote development while upholding peace. Complementing each other's strengths and pursuing win-win results, we have delivered benefits to people both in our region and beyond. As various projects attest, a dynamic situation has been created, and many fruits harvested in our Belt and Road cooperation. Also, over the past 4 years, Belt and Road cooperation has energized every dimension of Sino-Arab relations and propelled all-round Sino-Arab cooperation into a new phase. In this context, I am pleased to announce that after friendly consultation between the two sides, we have agreed to establish a Sino-Arab future-oriented strategic partnership of comprehensive cooperation and common development. This marks a new historic milestone in Sino-Arab friendship and cooperation. As we advance the Belt and Road Initiative, China stands ready to work with the Arab side to coordinate our development strategies and actions. We must strive to uphold peace and stability in the Middle East, safeguard fairness and justice, promote common development, and learn from each other as friends do. This joint commitment will help us build a community of shared future for China and Arab states, and one for all of humanity.
You've been listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, brought to you by CGTN. For more episodes, you can download the CGTN app or log onto our website at cgtn.com.